100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Yeah. Because, you know, I talk to women all the time.
Yeah.
And I tell them that they can make more money, and they get mad. Because they've been, you know, we've been told in society and in schools and then at work. And now all the articles that are coming out that women can't make more money. Women shouldn't make more money. If you have a kid, it's over. Expect to make less money. You know, I have two reactions when I have some women. I'll be like, you should be making more money. Y'all be like, for real? Like, you kind of know it, but I validate what you know. And then I got some women who get angry. What was it? What was your belief when you were like, you know, you're always celebrating other people. You're like, that's good for other people, but not me.
It was a shock because, yeah, I didn't have a belief system. I didn't believe in myself. And it really just comes from that. If you don't believe in that, you don't think nothing else is possible. That's why it's good for other people, because you see that they're more confident than you, that they have more shine. They went to the top 10 school. They have this degree, that. But you know what? You're actually projecting because you don't know what they have, you know? And it's like you're doing this comparison game subconsciously, and you're so far from the truth. You know, you're looking on the outside when you should be looking inward, where your power is. Your power is not out there. It's definitely not by comparison. You'll never win with comparison because you're always looking over the fence. You're not looking within your own space.
Welcome to Why She's Winning with your host, Christy Rutherford, a master of office politics and self-care advocacy. Chrissy's clients have received over $10 million in salary raises in a pandemic. Surprised that women are still getting paid during these challenging times? It's possible for you too. You can have it all if you believe you deserve it. Chrissy and her guests will assist you with that. Let's get started.
All right. Welcome everyone to Why She's Winning. I'm your host, Christy Rutherford, who got the cricket camera. I'm trying to get here with all this beauty with Amanda. I had to bump up my shine a little bit. That's why we 2 minutes late. I had to bump my shine up and match all this fineness on the line. So let's talk about Amanda. Amanda has been in the IT industry for over 18 years and has worked for top companies such as IBM, Allstate, and Walgreens. Alongside building her career, Amanda believes in giving back through volunteering with various organizations. Her early roots of volunteering are with Alpha.
Yes.
And Pro Hispanica, formerly known as NSHMBA, National Society of Hispanic MBAs, both a member-based organization with a mission to build professional leaders in the community. This has laid the foundation of where Amanda's leadership skills were built and strengthened through various projects. A timely project in 2021, Amanda has curated and facilitated for BCBS DEI AAPI Month in May. That received high recognition title, Uncovering the Surge of Racism and Crime in the Asian Community. This panel discussion has taken place during the COVID-19 pandemic, highlighting the impacts of the blame of the COVID-19 virus on the Asian community from government to ground zero. Amanda is amazing. I'm sure she educated. She didn't put that in there because all of my women are bad ASS and super nerds. So welcome, Amanda.
Hello.
Okay. So you have a sweater on,
and I do.
Got on my tank top.
Yep.
You got two. You got three layers on over
yeah,
there.
I do.
You cold?
Very. Chilly out here in April. No, March, almost April.
We were just talking about you moving. Talking about moving, girl. Go get some warmth. Go get some warmth. You deserve it.
I'm on the way.
All right. So, Amanda, what was going on with you when you reached out and you was like, you know what? I need to do something different. Maloney showed up for you.
That's hey, right. Maloney.
Hey. Okay. So what was going on when you were like, I need to do something different? What was going on?
Yeah. I needed to do something different because I just hit a wall in my career, what I'm doing. And I just didn't know what to do anymore. And I said to myself, I go, before I even start to even look for another job to look for another job and do that whole process of interviewing, I said to myself, I'm going to likely end up in another position that I'm most likely going to leave again because I'm not happy. I'm not happy here. So I'm probably going to find something that, because I'm not in the right mind space. So I'll probably subconsciously look for something that's the same. So I was like, you know, before I make my next move, I have to talk to somebody. So I reached out to Christy.
Oh, so you acknowledged that it wasn't the job that was miserable. You were miserable.
Both.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but you know, so let's talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're miserable, you go to work miserable and the work creates misery for you, but we're always looking for our joy in our jobs and that's not where it is. And when I tell people that all the time, they'd be like, well, if I go to this job, it's going to make me happy. If I go to this job, it's going to make me happy. If I go to this job, it's going to make me happy. And you're looking for happiness in the job and that's not where it is. So you were like, it's probably me and the job, but you acknowledge that it was you.
Mm-hmm. Part of me, part the job. And yeah, so I had to do something different. So I had to have some counsel from somebody as an expert in this field. And I was like, because I was desperate at this time. I needed help. I needed to talk to somebody. And by viewing Chrissy's post on LinkedIn, that's how I found her. I was like, my gosh, she's talking directly to me. Oh, every post. I'm like, there's just no way possible. I'm like, okay, I got to see what's going on because she knows me too well and I haven't even met her. So let me see what she's about. So that's what prompted me to reach out and contact Chrissy.
So let's talk about, you know, commonality, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of times people be like, y'all only coach sisters. You be like, well, technically, no, we don't. I want rock stars, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because high achieving women, we forget how great we are. Mm-hmm. Through working and seeking validation from external places. So what intrigued you about yourself? Because I know I said something to you while we was on the phone. So what, you know, you don't have to remember directly what I said, but what was like some of the things that I said that she was like, my God, this lady knows my whole life and she doesn't even know me. What was that?
What did you say?
You can't remember. It's okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
For context, I started the program in November 2021. So it's been a little bit, but one thing that did stood out that I remember is that you told me the salary I should be making. I was like, really? Really? Oh, okay. So she knows something I know. Okay. This is getting better. Okay. She's going to lead me to the promised land. I'm going to make that number she told me. Okay. So that's what pricked up my ears. And then she's like, and then she starts telling me about the program. She's like, and da da da. She went through, you know,
But you remember that you were undervaluing yourself the most. Because some of the women remember some of the things that I say. So I don't want you to, you know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Because, you know, don't be nervous.
Hey, I'm used to it, Chrissy. Don't worry.
Because you're fine. You're fine today, girl. It's okay. So, like, some of the women remember, you know, I call them boring. Or I call one woman sad. Or I was like, you know, get out of here, whatever. But you remember, like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, you ain't get paid enough. Right. And that's indicative of how you were showing up. So when you started to do the work and look at yourself, what was more surprising to you about how you were showing up?
I wasn't asking for nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect much of myself. I was there asking for bare minimum is what I found out about myself by going through the program that I was asking for the equivalent to the lit in my pocket. I didn't see myself as valuable, worthy, that I could even ask the amount I could ask because I just didn't see that in myself. I didn't see that was possible. It's good for them, for other people, but since I struggled so much and worked so hard to get to a certain level and then I still didn't attain it. So I slowly began to just kind of give up hope and hope in myself that I could achieve that.
Oh, that's good. You said, I felt like the lint, I didn't ask, like the lint in my pocket. Maloney said, being miserable plus seeking happiness in a job is a setup for failure. Okay, I'm right, Maloney. So let's talk about belief.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I talk to women all the time.
Yeah.
And I tell them that they can make more money and they get mad. Because they've mm-hmm. been, you know, we've been told, you know, in society and in schools and then at work. And now all the articles that are coming out that women can't make more money. Women shouldn't make more money. If you have a kid, it's over. Expect to make less money. So when you have somebody, you know, I have two reactions when I have some women. I'll be like, you should be making more money. Y'all be like, for real? Like, you kind of know it, but I validate what you know. And then I got some women who get angry. So what was it? What was your belief when you were like, you know, you're always celebrating other people. You're like, that's good for other people, but not me.
It was a shock because I didn't have a belief system. I didn't believe in myself and it really just comes from that. If you don't believe in that, you don't think nothing else is possible. That's why it's good for other people, because you see that they're more confident than you, that they have more shine. They went to the top 10 school. They have this degree, that. But you know what? You're actually projecting because you don't know what they have, you know? And it's like you're doing this comparison game subconsciously, and you're so far from the truth. You know, you're looking on the outside when you should be looking inward. Where your power is. Your power is not out there. It's definitely not by comparison. You'll never win with comparison because you're always looking over the fence. You're not looking within your own space. And so I could see why women be like, well, that can't happen for me. That's not for me. Well, because they're looking outward and not inward.
Hey, Chris Rutherford here. If you want to learn how to get a 30% raise this year without getting another degree, go ahead and get my free case study and get this information. Use it. You can go to changenowwithchrissy.com. ChangeNowWithChrissy.com. It's about 30 minutes. Use the insight. Own your value and get paid what you desire and deserve. Take care. See you soon.
So let's talk about a comparison game. Because when you start to look at yourself and tell the truth, and that's what we're not willing to do. Mm-hmm. We're just as good as the people that we're mad at that are getting the opportunities that they believe that they deserve. And we're not asking and don't believe that we deserve. So we're not getting it. So we're stuck in this self-perpetuating cycle where people be like, oh, they feel entitled and privileged. Because, you know, men ask for a job or a raise or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they know that they deserve it. It doesn't matter the performance, right? And I'm not saying that they don't work as hard, because I got a lot of men friends. They work just as hard.
Yeah.
But they believe that they deserve it, right? Mm-hmm. And then we're walking around working three times as hard. Mm-hmm. Not believing that we deserve it, waiting to be asked, or we don't ask, we're waiting for them to give it to us, and we're always disappointed that it's not happening, all the while getting mad at the men who believe they deserve it and they're asking for it and they're getting it.
Yep.
So when you acknowledged, you know, you said, because you used to do it and you said it was unconscious, I'm projecting my, it's almost inferiority, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm comparing myself to other people, mm-hmm. and then you're waiting for them to validate you. So what, you know, speaking from where you are now, how do you see how you are creating your misery?
I was creating my misery because I felt that, yes, the comparison is one, not having a belief system. You know, just repeating those messages to myself. I'm like, I never thought like I'm just as good. I am degreed. I am smart. I achieved so much in my life. I have all this experience. I never thought that about myself because I want what they have and I don't want what's meant for me. So I'm chasing what they have, but I'm not chasing what's meant for me. And so there creates that misery. I'm not getting what I want. I'm not getting what they have that I want, but I'm coveting something that's for them, and I'm not getting what's meant for me and realizing that my own greatness. is also, you know, also important, just as they are important. So I had to bring it back to myself.
You know, I was listening to Jay Shetty's book, 8 Rules of Love. And he said something yesterday. I was like, oh, I had to stop the treadmill. Pause. I got to bookmark this. He said, a dream doesn't have to be big. It just has to be yours. I was like, oh my God. So
yeah,
let's talk about it. Right. Like, so I want to come forward and then I'm gonna go back. Okay. What did you discover about yourself when you finally owned how great you are? Like, you know, and we'll talk about the process, but I want to know, like, today, like, what have you learned about yourself today, and how, you know, who is Amanda today?
Yeah. Who is Amanda today? External influences doesn't bother me. I don't even look outside for my joy, peace, and happiness. I have learned that it comes from within, and it truly comes from within. And I need to stop the comparison game. And I just focus on my own lane, because I don't know what they did to get where they're going. And I can't be so concerned with that. I have to be concerned with my thoughts in my own affairs and to get where I want to go. Not so much what everybody else is doing, but to stay in my own lane and stay focused on myself, because that's where I'll get the most results when I focus on me and I see that come to fruition over and over again. And, you know, this, you know, looking outside of yourself, it never pays off. Like for what? I mean, it just puts you back in this cycle of misery again. Right. So to get out of misery is that you have to look within yourself and know yourself and identify what are your own values that you're going to stand on that are meaningful to you. Me, not to be anybody else, but it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's about what's meaningful to you and what you stand on, your own principles. And outside of that, nothing else matters.
Dropping the nuggets. So. This is so good. Because I remember who you used to be, right?
Like, I
like to bring up old stuff. People be like, why are you bringing that up? Be like, I remember y'all. I remember. Because this is the thing, Amanda. Like, when we talk, people be like, Chris, that's easy for you to say. He'd be like, no, it's not. I used to be y'all. And so when I bring y'all on, you know, everybody's all polished and, yeah, you know, you're working in your purpose and you're shiny and you happy, you smiling and you got like real joy. Like, we don't come on with like a cracked face and, you know, you kind of like talking like this, right? And you're all like, right, standing in your authority with your million degrees in the background. It's like you got a fan in the background, a couple lights, and your shine is like, I'm shining because it's about me, not about the gazillion awards that we have on the back wall to be able to validate how great we are.
Right.
So, but it took you time to get here.
Yes. It took some time. Yes. And some head beatings and being put in the hot seat, but hey, it's all worth it. I'm here. I survived the crispy beating, the crispy Christianing, I should say.
It wasn't a beating. It was like, you're going to get this breakthrough.
Yeah.
So what was, what advice do you have for people and, you know, women, right, who were where you were in 2021? Yeah. Like, what advice do you have for them who, you know, women who don't believe in themselves, women who feel like they're the lint left over in somebody's pocket, women who, you know, are looking at everybody and they're miserable in their jobs and in their lives because they're watching everybody get their opportunities. What advice do you have for them? And then what's one thing that they can do today to be able to change that for themselves?
I say one advice I have is to, you really have to really evaluate how you see yourself, because, you know, yeah, things happen in life and, you know, there's bumps in the road. I get that. And, you know, we lose our shine along the way and then we forget who we are. I just want you to pause, right? And you're probably thinking, I don't have no time. Yes, you have time. You have time in the shower to think. So find any little nugget, even though you're sitting in your car, you know, you're scrolling through your phone. No, I want you to scroll through your thoughts. And I want you to think about, I want you to think about yourself. And I want you to think about how great you are and all the achievements you have. I mean, yes, we're all degreed. We're fantastic. We have experience. We have great jobs, great income. But outside of that, there is a person in all of this, right? Are you happy with you? Where is your happiness? See, I thought I had joy, peace, happiness, and I didn't. I thought I could buy that. I thought I could get the new handbag, the new shoes, this, that. If I had this and that, I'm good to go, right? It's always until that moment or until I get this job, this title, or I'm at this company, I'm good to go. My story, I want to share this little part. IBM, that was my company I wanted to be at. I got there. I was so excited. I made it. I'm somebody now. And I got pink slipped. Let go. Now who am I? I'm back to nothing because this company made me, identified me, it defined me. See, we got it reversed, ladies. It's the other way around. We have to define ourselves. See, nothing else could define us. We are in control. We say what defines us. It's not a job. It's not the degree. It's not a title. It's not how much money we make. We are worth more than that. Do not bow down to these golden calves, right? Because that's what they are. You're worshiping these things and you're coming at this. You're chasing at it so hard. that you forget who you are. You're not even realizing the greatness that's already in you. And you're covering it up with all stuff and all this money and all these titles and all these companies, but it's fleeting. I got pinged up from my job, my company. And I had to relearn who I was. And that brought me all the way down. Don't be like me. Be the best you. No matter where you're at in life, no matter how much money you're making, no matter what company, where you at in life, whatever circumstance you're in, good or bad, be you, because that's what's going to carry you through life. Not these titles, not this money, not this company, not what you wear on your shoulder. It's your joy, peace, and happiness is what carries you through life. And it's internal. You cannot buy that. It's not, it will never be external. It will never be a job, a company, when you walk in that building that you get happy. No, that's a myth. It's inside. You need to dig inside every day. So that's my advice.
Okay. I can't wait to be on the Amanda Show. What's this month? March? April 15th. Amanda gonna launch her LinkedIn Live.
Yes, I speak that. I receive it.
I know. I'm serious. Like, hold on. Yes. What day you want to do, yo? What day we gonna do these interviews? What day you want to do? April 15th is a April 15th is a Saturday. Do you want to do yours during the week or you want to do them on the weekend? Which one?
I could do it on the weekend. All right.
So April 15th. What time?
Yep. Let's do it. But yeah, and I wanna take
what time? What time?
What, I don't know. What time? You tell me. I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Time.
You gonna start doing your LinkedIn lives every other Saturday?
Every other Saturday. I could do it at noon. Hey.
Okay, noon.
We'll keep this rhythm.
Great. Define yourself with Amanda Sabal.
There you go. Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna hold my clients accountable. Y'all just seeing it happen real time. Y'all be like this. How long? Pause. So Amanda, when you gonna do that? Okay, so April 15th, define yourself. Okay, we gonna make that happen. Y'all gotta join Amanda. Y'all make sure y'all click and tune in. It's happening. Okay, so you said so much. You went off on this tangent. I was about to back out and hang up. Be like, you know what freak you out though? If I just had you on camera by yourself, you would stop and be like,
where's Christy? Where did Christy go?
Christy gone. What the shit? Amanda, take over. You good. I don't need to interview you. Okay, so.
I'm glad everyone's enjoying the message. Thank you for the feedback.
You see it. I'm telling you. You said dig inside every day. What does that mean?
Was that one more time?
You said dig inside every day. Maloney said, did you block it off of your calendar? Maloney, you know she's gonna do it. She's like, I'm gonna be
Maloney's gonna be there April 15th.
April 14th, talking about this. You ready?
Okay. Hey, Chrissy Rutherford here, inviting you to join my private community, Money Loves Happy People. Yes, the information is so good. We do live interviews Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I have hundreds of on-demand videos in this community, including my signature course, How to Use the Superpower Method to Write an Irresistible Resume, my other course, 7 Keys to Getting the Raise That You Desire and Deserve. I made hundreds of videos from amazing thought leaders from around the world. You have access to on demand for less than $500. Go ahead, register, join us in this community, get this insight, and get paid what you desire and deserve. Take care.
You ready? Okay, back to it.
Yeah.
You said dig inside every day.
Yeah.
What does that mean, right? To like, because you're talking to yourself 2 years ago.
Okay.
Was resistant, who was lost, he was just out here, you know, kind of going in circles. And we're like, don't you see how great you are? And you're like, I don't understand what y'all see. I'm like a piece of lint walking around in somebody's pocket. You know, when your voice is kind of like real soft.
Yeah.
I'm just out here. I was like, oh, man, if you don't wake up and go out here and be great.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? So you're talking to you from 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
What does dig inside every day mean? Like, what is, you know, what does that mean? And then what's one way that you do that for yourself every day?
Yeah, so dig inside is being introspective. So how I do that every day, I was introduced here to Abraham Hicks, Bob Proctor, because you have to reframe your mind. You have to think differently from aside from what you've been thinking for over the years and years and years that's accumulated over time. That's not even helpful anymore. You're regurgitating these negative messages. So you have to be, your ears and eyes have to be attuned to something that's positive that you feed yourself every day. That's what I mean. You're just going to go in with yourself. Affirmations are so important because you have to tell yourself that you're great. You're wonderful. I mean, I'm just, you know, saying some simple phrases here right now, but you know, you have to dig in and say like, I am great. I am wonderful. My gifts, you know, like what's it say in the Bible? My gifts will make room for me. Like, you have gifts that will make room for you. Oh my God, more than a job will. You want to depend on this 9-to-5 job for the rest of your life? You think I do? I don't. Okay. But yeah, that's where we are today. But tomorrow's going to be different. We have so much inside of us. It's it's untapped. You guys got to tap in every day. And the way I know I'm kind of backsliding in this sense is when I start getting angry at things that happen in life. Right. And it's getting under my skin. I'm turning like, no. I'm slipping here. Let me get back to Abraham Hicks. Let me get to Bob Proctor. You know, the law of attraction. What am I attracting if I'm not keeping my face, you know, in these positive messages? Right. I'm going to slip into negativity. So also, you know, even though I came this far, I still got to keep doing it. It doesn't stop once I reach this point. It's continual. This is a new lifestyle. This is a lifestyle. This is not just, I took some classes and now I'm done. No, this is not like you're going to college and you're getting a degree and then you're done and then you go into something else. It is definitely not like that. This is life changing. Because it is true. I was not this person back in 2021, before November 2021. I was, oh my God, I didn't have a voice. I didn't use my voice. My voice was all the way buried under all this debris. And I would get so frustrated at myself because I'm like, oh my God, I know something better, more is in me, but how do I get there? You know? And that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to make the next move with another job because I know I'm in the same place because that's where my mind is. I didn't know how to think differently or what to look for differently. So that's why I was like, okay, I got to talk to an expert here that knows more than I do because I can't see anything else right now. And so, yeah, if you haven't heard of Abraham Hicks, Bob Proctor, there's some Dwayne Dwyer, I think is the name, if I'm saying that right. I mean, start getting into it. You can find them all on YouTube. It's all free. I mean, even listen to this. Listen to when you wake up in the morning, getting ready for the day. When you go to bed at night, listen to this. I mean, you just have it playing in the background, right? Because subconsciously, it's going to absorb into our mind. And then you hear this every day. It will definitely have a paradigm shift. So it happened to me. And this is all work, guys. This is everyday work. This is not easy. It's very uncomfortable. It's challenging. Some days it's just like, oh, it's so hard. I just want to give up. I want to stop. But you have to be relentless with this. Because if you want something different in life, you have to do something different. And it takes all of you, not parts of you, to have a different life, to have a different result. It's everything. It's a whole package deal. It's not some of it here and some of it there. No. What is that verse, Chrissy? Old wineskin cannot live in new wineskin. It's one or the other. You want to stay living in the old, you want to live in the new. What result do you want? Are you tired of the results you're having today? You need to change that. That is it. Chrissy, that is your sign to change. And today is a good day to change if you're not happy what's going on now. It takes baby steps, but those baby steps will add up to the big step.
I'm about to leave you here by yourself. I'm just gonna back out. It's the Amanda Show. I'm not asking another question. Amanda was all nervous. So I'm so nervous before I said, yeah, okay. Amanda, you can give this lady for a microphone. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, I could keep going. Let me keep going.
Wait, hold on. No, okay. Hold on. She's taking us to church, Maloney. She's taking us to church, baby. Y'all watching real time pride here, babe. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud. I can't stop. I'm like this. My cheeks are swelling. My cheeks back in. I'm smiling. Because this is who you are.
Yeah.
Right? Like the work is, always my gift is I see y'all for, mm-hmm. I saw this person, mm-hmm. her. Not the raggedy, plain small introvert that was on my phone, confused, and didn't know who she was, right? Talking kind of silent. So my work is to get you to see who I see. And now the world sees who we saw. Mm. Does that make sense? Mm. So now it's like, okay, great. Amanda's now unleashed. Amanda unplugged. It's game over. It's, you know, when you start your podcast, we're going to start it. Like, the world needs you, right? Because the chat is blowing up.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
It's your time. I'm glad, you know, somebody dropped out today and I had to call Amanda last minute. I'm like, you ready to tell your story? So this was the time. It's time for you to now step onto your platform and now, you know, be a light in the world that is so necessary in this moment, because people keep talking about, oh, we're going under, you know, don't y'all watch. Don't you read Revelations in the Bible? Jesus is coming. You'd be like, no, there is so much opportunity here. So, so let's talk about. You said something where this is a lifestyle, right? Like we're not, you know, over here Vision Finder International. This is not like you do your 4 months and you're off to the races, and then you backslide and you become somebody different, or we just spray air freshener on a pilot ish and just, you know, freshen you up for a little bit. Like this is, we coming for the real change.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Because you have done the work. You have checked all the boxes. You've gotten all the great jobs. You've demonstrated yourself as a leader. You've proven that you're capable of working harder than everybody, you know, than everybody else. But now it's like, let's take that same energy that you're putting into that organization and that job and polishing that, you know, the golden idol of yourself that you've created in this position. And let's go and dig up that person who you left behind in pursuit of success.
Yeah.
And we're going to polish her up and grow her up and make her just as shiny. So then when you merge the two, that's how, you know, that's how it happens. So once it becomes a lifestyle, when something, and then, you know, Amanda, we work ourselves out of the darkness. Like I used to swear that I walked around. It was always raining on my hair. And it was, there were always clouds around and all these anomalous random things used to happen to me. Random people used to say stuff. Mm-hmm. And once I worked myself out of that cycle of expecting negative things to happen, you know, the thoughts that I'm playing in my head, the secret fears that I have that are like manifested in my face every day. Once I work myself out of that, I don't live in that tumultuous, chaotic, random doomsday life. And now it's like, if something happens, I'd be like, what did I do? Right. So unpack that a little bit, because when something happens, we know that we're responsible for our energy.
Yeah.
We're responsible for things that show up. So things is there, the coincidence are, there become more good coincidences than bad things. Does that make sense? And now when something does show up, you'd be like this. So what am I going to learn from this challenge? Is not like coming here to take me out. There's a lesson in it. And once I pass that, I move on to the next level. Talk about your thoughts on that.
Being on the other side now of joy, peace, and happiness. Yeah, when things come up, it's just like, yeah, what is the lesson here? What am I learning out of this? And not internalizing that, because I didn't cause that. I didn't cause this person to yell, scream at me. I didn't, you know, like you don't have that much control outside of you. Right. It's you know, just take it as a learning lesson and you move on. Do not internalize like, oh, OK, this happened. Yeah, you might gripe about it, whatever. I mean, we're people, right? We're emotional creatures. So, yeah. But it's just like, don't live there and just keep it moving. That's it. Like there's nothing else you can do about it. You know, it happened on somebody's, an action that happened outside of you. And that's that. I mean, there's no reason to spin yourself in circle and get depressed about it. Definitely not, you know, especially if you did so much work to come out and recognize who you are today. You cannot go back. Well, you naturally can, you know, your body won't let you go back to who you were before because you worked so hard to be who you are today, because now you're a new person. So things are not affecting you the same. It's totally different. So now it's like, oh, yeah, it's a learning lesson, whatever. That's on that person. And OK, I'm still going to have a great day anyway. So hopefully I answered that question, Christy. Did I get that point or am I missing something?
I'm gonna dig in it a little bit. Did you think that this version of you and this life that you live today of awareness was possible? Did you believe it?
No.
Before 2 years ago? Like, did you believe it in general? Like forever?
I never believed in that. I didn't think I could even tap into this person who I am today. This is I don't even know who I am. I'm like Amanda 2.0, maybe 3.0. I really don't know. I am totally a new person. I am not like who I was 2021 and back. I'm definitely a new person, a new creature.
So, hey, Chris Rutherford here. I hope that you are enjoying this podcast as much as we loved putting it together for you to share insight to make your life better. Now, did you get your copy of my resume course, How to Use the Superpower Method to Write an Irresistible Resume to Land You a High-Paying Job? Look, even if you have somebody write your resume for you, how do you know whether or not it sucks? And did you give them the information to be able to write a great resume, or did you hope that they were going to spend gold out of something that you gave them that wasn't that good? So get this course, not just to write your own resume, but to be able to provide resume writers with what they need to adequately tell your story so you can get paid the money that you desire and deserve. So go ahead and click on the link on around this video, get this course, use it, and get paid what you deserve. It's less than $50. I mean, come on, just get the course and use it. See you soon. So are you, I was telling somebody the other day, like, this person was always there. She was just covered up with the circumstances of life, right? Yeah. You were covered up, like, you know, we talked about Vincent yesterday with, you know, bag lady. You're covered up with all the baggage and all the unforgiveness and all the unfair things and all of the childhood, you know, whatever. So it's like the diamond has always been there. The diamond was just covered with blankets and layers of mud and dirt and ilk and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So our job is to go and take all of that stuff off, and then, you know, either you're going to take it off lightly or we're going to, right?
It's usually that way, guys. There's no light over here.
So, but we work with strong women, so y'all got to be WWF sometime. But then it's like, but the goal is we're so, I ain't going to go, I'll come on to that on the rest of y'all, but it's like, and once we dig you up, then we show you to you, like, so you're not discovering yourself, you're revealing who you are. Like, this person has always been there. You just reconnected with the larger part of who you are to now go change the world.
Yeah.
That wasn't a question. That wasn't a question. I just want to make
Okay.
I'm just professing. It's great. So, what advice do you have for women who have settled for safe? Right? Mm-hmm. Who have settled it into their routine of just existing. And I always say, that's not fair to you. Like, it's not fair. It wasn't fair for you to walk around that way and then look at your job and be like, y'all on the ground. It's like, no, it's you. So what advice do you have for women who are like, I don't have time and I'm content, just like you were saying, but then you was like this, I don't know. I don't think this is it. So what advice do you have for them?
Don't live in contentment. Don't live in a safe space. What is that doing for you? That does nothing for you. You cannot grow when somewhere you're comfortable at. You're just going to get more of the same. Everything is outside of that comfort zone. And it's going to be very uncomfortable because it's nothing you're used to. So of course it's going to be uncomfortable. And you have to step out because your greatness is on the other side waiting for you. It's not waiting for you at your job. You already demonstrated that you're great at your job. Right? Everybody's great at their job and great at what they do every day outside of that. Out of work because it's routine. Of course, we're going to be great. But if you want to really tap into the woman that you really are within, you have to do the uncomfortable work. The safe zone thing is, It's false. It's a false reality. I mean, really, is this all you see that for yourself? This is, there's more for you. And you just really have to take a deep breath and just go for it, because are you really, ask yourself, are you really happy with where you're at right now? Are you happy even with yourself? Are you even happy? Are you have any joy? Do you have any peace? Let's start there, right? Forget the job, forget the money, forget all your friends and your family. Let's start with you. Where's your peace, joy, and happiness? Right? Where every day? No, I'm talking about sometimes when you get that great dinner at this restaurant or when you get this handbag. No, I'm talking about every day when you wake up till you go to sleep, when you go to work, when you go home, when you're out with your friends and all that. Are you always happy, or do you find yourself complaining all the time, griping about stuff? What Christy talking about, going to happy hour and you're going to drink with your friends, complaining about everybody else at work. You're not happy. If you always see yourself complaining, you're complaining, you're just not happy, you're just blowing it up all the time and you're just frustrated, you're not happy. You do not have that internal peace inside. This could go, let's say you have internal peace, that stuff be blowing up, all around you, work is going bad, your manager is crap to you. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right, this is who you are, I see who you are, and that has nothing to do with me. Keep going. That's how you could tell the difference when nothing affects you anymore, because you have your own peace. Your peace doesn't, like I said earlier, does not come externally. It comes internally. So if you're okay in your misery, you're going to have a short life. That's not a life to live. You're given life to live to the fullest. That's not your fullest. You're living, like I said in my analogy, equivalent to the lit in the pocket. You're just living for Lent. You're more than Lent. You're a queen. You need to walk in that. And your greatness and your superiority to yourself. You owe that to yourself. You've been given a birthright to live, and you need to live it. Do not pass this up, because there's a lot of people that have not woken up today. There's a lot of people out here dying every day. Even people, young people are dying. Tomorrow is not promised. That is so true. And I see it every day. It's glaring in my face all the time, because people are just dropping dead. And, I don't want that to be you. And you're not even tapped into even your full potential, not even tapped into your own joy. That'd be a horrible way to go out, because then you're so angry at the world and you're gone. You haven't even really lived life. You just lived this very tiny part of life. And it's not work. Work is not life. Life is life. Life is about enjoying life. Life is about peace and rest and taking care of yourself, not taking care of all the projects in the world and everybody else. You also matter. And you're number one priority. And there's nothing wrong with saying that or doing it. Christine.
As you would say, you need a platform. When can I interview you? I was like, hey, Najima, we've been talking about her doing this LinkedIn live and her podcast forever. This is your coming out. Like, you can't go back. It's no way. You got to get this thing done, because you got too much to let out. You've been holding it back. And somebody said, can you come talk? You're like, boom. I'm here.
I'm pretty amazed at myself right now.
I love it. That's why I'm like, okay, you're going to get a recording of this. And it's time. It's time. You got to come on out the shadows. Come on out, wherever you are.
I'm here. I'm found. Over here. Catch me, Ham. You want to talk one-on-one? Send me that, invite me.
No, they ain't talking one-on-one, because you got to put a price tag on that.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Before that.
You gotta create.
This is my manager, so hold that thought.
You gotta create a package. We ain't talking for free. So, all right. What was, because the sisters are showing up, right? The VFI ladies. You got Lauren A, Najima going crazy in the chat. So, what is it like to have this? And Kai was laughing earlier. So is there several Vision Finder International, women that are watching, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what is that like to have that sisterhood? What was it like to go through the group and have that group experience? And then you've met, some of the other women at the live events, and we there are no scrubs in the room.
None. Zero. Zilch. No, you gotta be strong to be part of this group. And that's no shade to anybody that's not part of this group, but oh my goodness.
But it highlights, Amanda, that the strong women need to shift. Does that make sense? Like, it just shows that we all got something that we were holding on to, are or were holding on to, that once we let it go, that's when our next shows up, right? I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she's like, you know, she got everything. She just checked all the boxes. And I said, you're ready to shift out of success and into significance.
Oh, that's good.
Right? And that's a different type of work. So if you want to do that, that's what we do. Like, because you've done everything. You've checked all the boxes. And this is, you know, even for women who still have, you know, ways to go in their job and mountains to conquer, it changes from operating out of pain and into passion. What is that like for you to now? And then we'll talk about, I don't know if we ever answered the question of what this thing was supposed to be about, how you show up, how you're more confident at work, right? But how did, how did, you know, shifting from, you know, your definition of success to now being greater, wanting to be greater and tapping into that. And then we'll talk about how to be confident, more confident at work. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I used to think of success before was getting more money. I mean, I didn't have a number around that. It's just more money. Shoot, it could have been a dollar more. I don't know, because I didn't define it. I just said more. So more could have been 50 cents, right? The universe could have just given me 50 cents. I'm like, oh, I meant more than this, right? So I didn't have it defined. I thought traveling, I just said that. You're like, yeah, I want to travel. And that's when I noticed that I wasn't even asking for nothing. I'm bare minimum. Who doesn't work and travel? Like, is that all my life is for? And then when I recognized that, I was like, oh my God. And that's why I came with the analogy. Like, I'm just asking for lint in my pocket. What is this? This is nothing. And I'm like, this is okay. And that's when I woke up. I was like, okay. This is going somewhere. I don't know where, but this is going somewhere. And success to me is not a job anymore. Yeah, I want my check, right? We're all about our money. But I mean, what is that? It gives you options. It gives you options. It's not everything, because money is always going to be spent. Wherever you go, money is going to be spent. Success to me now is this, is having joy, peace, and happiness, and not relying on anything external at all. I mean, my shopping, my retail therapy has cut down, but probably non-existent, because I'm not like, oh, I have to sulk and buying a $2,000 bag that I'm going to put in the closet. Which of you ladies do that? Because I know you do that too. Oh, yeah, you get the excitement when you buy the bag. Oh, this is so pretty, so cute. After you've been in the store like 2-3 hours trying all the bags, and then you try everything on, and then where does it go? It goes in. Okay, I'm going to look at the bag. And then by the end of the week, it's on the floor, in the closet, or in back of the car, in the trunk. I mean, let's be real, right? It's about that thrill. It's about the excitement. You don't need to buy anything to get you excited and have fulfillment in your life, because you need to hone in on that within yourself. There's nothing more fulfilling than that. Fulfillment. We were looking for things to fulfill us and satisfaction. We're buying this stuff. There's no way, because you know what? It's fleeting. It's temporary. It's not going to be long until you're going to buy something else. Come on, guys, work with me. Like, let's go through your purchases. When your last the purse, the car, the this, the that, the, you know, this dress and that. Oh, so great. It looks so awesome. This and this. Okay, now that feeling's gone. Now I got to go back into the cycle again to buy something else. How many times, God, you're making yourself broke. You could have been saving that money. Now you're making yourself broke. Or you could have given that money and donated it or helped somebody that's in need, right? We have different ways to use our money. Instead of cheering ourselves up, I've been there so many times. Let me tell you about all the luxury items I have, and nothing wrong with it. Nothing with not having nice stuff, but it's just when you just have this intent behind it to cheer you up and make you feel good. No. It's internal, and that's priceless. And that is fulfilled. You will be fulfilled all the days of your life until you go off this earth, because nothing could compare to a handbag or a new car once you have fulfillment and satisfaction and wholeness in your life. There's not a price on that. The only price you have to pay is that you have to work towards that. And that's it. Once you get it, you just keep it in motion. Meaning, you know, you're reading books, you're in YouTubes. Like I say, Abraham Hicks and Bob Proctor, those are my two main go-tos. And there's some others out there, but you just sustain that and you don't need nothing else. And I mean, I mean, this is like golden advice to you guys, because you know what? I didn't think this would be possible for me. It sounded all great that everybody was getting their breakthrough and all that. I was just like, man, I don't know. Until one day it happened for me. No lie. It happened to me. And I just couldn't believe it. I just felt like the world was off my shoulders and I could breathe. And I know this sounds mad. It sounds like woo-woo or something like that, but this is true. I am living proof that this is true. This is not fake. I'm not, you know, here selling marketing here. I am not doing that. Okay. This is real. Okay. I'm not baptized, head sanctified by the Holy Spirit. This is real, guys. And it's work to get here. That's, I keep emphasizing it. It is work. And you cannot buy this. Yeah, you in the program, of course, but you learn tools to get you from A to B. And that is the best investment I ever made, better than all the luxury items I ever purchased. Because right now, where are they at? They're in boxes. This is sustaining. This is life lived proof that you could also change for yourself as well. You just got to stick with it and do the work. It's going to be hard, but it's worth it. And that is the huge, biggest ROI you will ever have in your life is by investing in yourself. That's very cliche, but it's true. Investing in yourself. Of course, you have to do it with the right people to get you there, right? Because there's so many other coaches out there that said they could do it, but sometimes they don't bring it to the promised land or get you where you want to be. So I would say, join Christy, have a testimony like mine. I'll be cheering you on, supporting you, because you're hearing it from me first. I mean, this is true. And this is my life now. And this is nothing you could drink out of a cup. There's nothing out of that, nothing at all. So it's just total, utter fulfillment every day.
Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Do you want to learn how to ask for and get a 30% raise without getting another degree? Look, Black women are the most educated and the least paid. That should tell you that that math is not mathing. The degree is not the path to the next level. It's actually learning how to articulate the value and take credit for the work that you've already done. So I want to invite you to get my free case study at changenowwithchrissy.com. Just get the information, use it, and take the money out of the hands of your employers and put it into your household, because you already deserve it. You just have to know how to ask for it. Again, changenowwithchrissy.com. I can't wait for you to get this insight, use it, and get the money that you deserve. Take care.
Christine, you're killing me with your facial expression.
Okay. You just popped the lid off. Jack in the boxes came out the box. Amanda is in the box. Amanda that came out the box. You can't go back in.
There's no box. I'm out the box.
You was creeping your head out talking about, I'm going to do my podcast. You be like this. Oh, no, it's April 15th. So, Tamika say, I'm so proud of you. Tamika's actually in week 8, coming out of week 8.
Oh, okay, yeah, Tamika. Yeah. So,
Anthony said, pass the plate. She bringing the gospel. She is. Pass the plate. What's your cash app? I'm just playing. So, all right.
Needs a lock. Cash
app. One more question. Yeah. And actually, I got just two more because we both got to go. But what advice, because you were that person, right? And Amanda, is not that hard. The hard work was you were resistant. Mm. Right, like that's why it was hard, because you just didn't believe it. Like some women hold on to hell. Do you know I stopped cussing? It's crazy. But anyway, so it's like, I know, right? So it's like you hold on to a safety mechanism that's no longer serving you, right? Like in the book that you got, Bear Hugs Kettle, right? So you're holding on to what's no longer serving you, and then I'm over here like, you know, you're going to have a whole different life. Like, let's just not talk about the job. Who cares? We're going to get this money, though. Let's be clear. Right. But it's like, I want y'all to have joy and peace and harmony and then be able to set yourself free so you can go free whoever, because y'all are already leaders. Like, you're meant to impact more people. You're meant to be greater, but you've settled in this corner in your job and you're like, this is it. And you buy the expensive stuff and you get the house and the car and you be like, man, this can't be it, right? Right. And I talk to women all the time who are terrified to change, terrified that just saying that your life could be completely different, they dismiss it and say no, and then start drinking on happy hours, complaining that what people are doing to them. So what advice do you have for women who are terrified to come out and get some of this joy.
There's nothing to be scared of. I would be terrified that I don't have joy. That's terrifying because I know what joy is and I don't have to buy it. I don't have to drink it. I don't have to wear it. And it is the ultimate fulfillment of life. And you deserve to live a life of joy every day, despite what's going on around you in circumstance, right? I mean, this is yours to be had. Everybody deserves joy in their life. Like I said, we have this birthright, and within this birthright, we have joy is on top of the list, right next to knowing who you are. Because without joy, you're going to just go in this perpetual cycle of endlessly buying stuff you don't need, or you know, looking for attention from others that you don't need that could probably, you know, make you feel worse. I mean, when we don't have joy, we seek it out in all things, person, place, or thing. And sometimes that could really hurt us. And you're like, well, life is not worth living. And, you know, life is just horrible. It's not meant for me to live a great life. But it is meant to have, for you to live a great life. But you have to work at that. This is, it's not easy to get. We're not taught this in school or wherever else, you know. So you have to get around the right people that have joy in their life to show you what joy is and what it really is about and what it looks like. Because there's so many people walking aimlessly around here that's just dead inside. And that's not the way you live. And I was a walking zombie myself, and it's not the way to live. You're just doing stuff on autopilot and routine, and you know, you're just going about your day and your life. And by the time you know it, you're like, I'm this old. Where did my life go? What did I do? And you're like, I wish I could have did this, but you're at this age now. So you gotta, you know, and I want to stop you where you're at in your life now to recognize where you're at in your life now. Because I'm telling you, if you don't have joy in your life, you are going to live in this perpetual cycle of misery. It's joy or misery. The old skin, old white skin can't live in new white skin. So it's like, do you want to keep living in misery or do you want to live in joy? Joy can't live in misery. Misery can't live in joy. It just, they're completely two opposite poles, you know, sides of the spectrum here. So you have to decide what is important for you. What do you want out of your life for yourself? And no one else can make that decision but you. We can support you. People can motivate you. You know, we can say all of this so we blew in our face, but it's ultimately your decision to decide what you really want and get around the people that are going to help you get there.
Okay. So, what advice do you have for women who are considering working with us over here at Vision Finder International? What advice do you have for them?
Stop sitting on the fence and pick up the and schedule that call and come on. There's no point of just watching Chrissy's post day after day, just like I was watching hers day after day. And I'm like, oh my goodness, she knows me way too well. It wasn't until a few months later. I mean, literally just like maybe 3 months later of following her, I was like, I'm calling because I need this. I need to see what she's talking about. If you've been watching for a long time and you really want to do something with your life, get off the fence and just call. Just even after this session, just call, schedule that call and see what it's about. And you know, at least you're doing that for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, give yourself the chance to change, mm-hmm. right? Because nothing's more scarier than not changing and still being the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're that walking dead zombie on there, I want you to come to life. So you need to call Chrissy, schedule that call and call Chrissy and then come here. And then when you come here, have an open mind. Don't resist. Yeah, we have like, okay, what's this about? This and that. It looks might look different or this and that. Don't worry about that. Not everything is supposed to look the same. You want something different, you gotta do something different. So you can't, that's not negotiable. Okay. So come here with an open mind and open to receive if this is really what you want to do. And I encourage you to.
Come here, don't resist, says the woman who resisted. Don't make it hard on yourself. So, all right, Amanda, we went over 15 minutes, but I couldn't stop you.
It's all right. I was like, who gonna stop this lady from talking?
Nobody. We're gonna go over and it's gonna be what it's gonna be. So, thanks everybody for showing up. I hope y'all have a phenomenal week and weekend. And Amanda, thank you for showing up in all your glory and your full power. Cause, it's on and popping. So y'all join Amanda for Define Yourself. Follow her, connect with her on LinkedIn. Y'all going to join her April 15th for Define Yourself with Amanda Sabal. How about that?
Don't hang up with Amanda. Yes.
All right, y'all. Take care. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review if you love this episode. Follow Christy on Instagram and LinkedIn. And don't forget to get her free gift by texting CHANGE NOW, all one word. Again, CHANGE NOW to 66866. Until next time, go out and win bigger.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.